One of the questions that the 49ers got yesterday after the game, Kyle Shanahan, John Lynch, and one of the questions maybe as a 49er fan, if you are one, maybe you've asked yourself is, well, now what? What are they doing in the offseason? And it was interesting hearing players talk about, well, you go back to work. You find a way to deal with the pain. Bosa said it comes at you in waves. It's tough for the 49ers going forward as far as, you know, it's sports and you get over it. But just real quick here before we get back to the phones, Albert Breer had a real interesting look at their contract situation. So they have eight players on contracts worth $15 million per year or more. So let's see here. Just I'm rounding off some corners here. So you got eight aforementioned players combining for about $198 million in cap charges next year. You add on Brandon Ayuk's fully guaranteed fifth-year option. That jumps to about $212 million. Anyway, the cap next year expected to land between 240 and 245. So that would mean that the 49ers would have to fill the other 44 spots on the roster for between 28 and 33 million, which is like less than $1 million a player for 44 spots on the roster, which is impossible. So obviously they're going to have to restructure again. That's what they do. That's how they got to this point with the talent they have. But my understanding, Jay, with those things, restructures, it's like balloon payments. At some point, they come, you got to pay them down the road.
Yeah.
You keep kicking them down the road. But at some point, you get to a point where you got to go, oh, we can't keep DeForest Buckner. You know, you get to those types of.
Which I sure crossers. Wish we would have.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't need him. You got Javon Kinlaw.
Yeah, I got you. All right. Kinlaw had a great game yesterday. He played very well. And most people believe he had his best season this year.
Yeah.
Albeit, you know, it's his last year on a rookie deal, and sometimes it takes people a little bit of time, but they won't be able to hold on to Kinlaw next year because he'll require a little more money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I give him credit for working through all that.
Yes.
At least to this point.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But it's just tough. And then the thing that concerns me is just, like I said earlier, so many of these players, these stars like Trent Williams and like CMC, who's a running back. Running backs get punished, right? They just do. And Kittle and even Bosa's had some injury issues. These guys, I mean, being Debo, you know, there's a lot of injuries. These guys, it takes a toll. The physical way they play, it takes a toll.
Sure.
And in some ways, I think their bodies may be older than their birth certificates say they are.
Especially when you keep playing in the postseason.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
You know, is one of the guys that I think they're going to make a move on next year, and he's a fan favorite, and he got hurt yesterday. I don't think Dre Greenlaw is going to be around. From what I know, they really, really like the two backup linebackers that they have, meaning D. Winters and Graham. And it seems like they're really in love with Graham. And so, you know, now that the Keeleys is there – That'll probably move into next season. You know, Greenlaw, next year will be his last year on this deal. I would imagine he's looking for top flight linebacker money. He's probably going to be a person that may see the end of his 49er, you know, years come at the end.
Yeah, and let's face it, sports medicine we know is advanced now. But there's a chance he's never going to be the same player, and I'm not wishing that on anybody.
Yeah.
But, you know, you can only come back so far. When you're playing freaking linebacker in the NFL, man. I wish him all the best, but we'll see. 339-1140, 1-800-920-1140. Billy joins us on Sacktown Sports. Hello, Billy. What's up?
How you fellas doing?
We're hanging in there. It's just Whitey and Jay today, and Jay was there. Drapes joining us. He joined us from Phoenix earlier, back with us tomorrow. How are you today, Billy?
I'm good, man. I'm just heading home. I wanted to say thank you to the 49ers Nation for Mr. Kubiak. I'm a Saints fan, and hopefully Derek Carr ain't got to hold on to the ball as long. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But one thing I wanted to mention that I saw just as like a neutral person, right? The game was clean on the referee side pretty much the whole way through.
Yeah.
I thought they let him play. The first two drives, you saw it. It was like, oh, wow, this is going to be physical, and there wasn't a ton of laundry. It was a good game, start to finish, and they called the ones that they needed to, for sure, as far as I saw. But, I respect the officiating, at least.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you for the call. We talked about that last week, the fact that Bill Vinovich, Now, it's a different crew than he had during the regular season because it's like an all-star crew for the Super Bowl. But he's got that reputation. He lets him play. Mm. And that's another thing that made the penalties on Trent Williams early on so frustrating. Like, they didn't even want to call penalties yesterday.
Right. Yeah, I think there were – and here I go sounding like, you know, tainted 49er fan. I think there was some holds, you know, missed on the defensive line when it comes to from KC's offensive line. But I actually agree with Billy. And let me correct Billy one time real fast because he's not part of the 49er empire. We're not a nation. The 49ers, no 49er
you.
Nation. We're 49er
Thank
empire.
Yeah.
The faithful.
Yeah.
But I agree with Billy. I'm 100% just about with him. I thought they played. They let him play. I'm all about playing physical football. And there was a couple times, like there were a couple big hits. Like Ray Ray held on to one. He came across the middle and got absolutely blasted. And they didn't call it. Mm-hmm. That's football.
Right.
I like that.
They did call the horse collar.
Yeah.
On Purdy.
Yeah.
And that was like, yeah, that was an obvious call.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So if there was a penalty. And I said Friday that whoever loses is going to be, they're going to complain about the officiating because mm-hmm. they're not going to call much. But I don't, that was wrong.
No.
They didn't call much, but there's no complaints.
Yeah, I think Billy's spot on with that. I'm rocking with Billy.
Yeah, did you, well, you didn't see because you were there. Dumb question. At halftime on the CBS show, Boomer Esiason was going on about that, the Juwan Jennings pass to McCaffrey, and he said, that shouldn't have been a legal play because he said Brendel was a illegal player downfield.
Downfield, okay.
But he wasn't.
He was, okay.
He said ineligible player downfield. He was wrong. I don't know where, you know, some people go, where did Boomer Esiason get that?
Uh-oh.
That was not correct. It was a legal play.
You know how it is. He's hurt. He feels the same way because his Bengals got jumped on for a couple of years by the 49ers in the 80s.
Is that
so
what it is?
He's hurt, Whitey. Everybody but the Kansas City Chiefs today is hurt.
Yeah.
And Pat Mahomes fans.
Yeah. And then a lot of people were not happy with Tony Romo's game yesterday either.
So I know. Was it that bad? Was it what? And going into this week, there was a lot of whispers that, you know, Tony and Jim Nantz haven't been on the same, you know, one accord. And it sounds like, you know, I saw a couple people tweet this out, you know, a couple days ago, or excuse me, yesterday. It was like, sounds like, you know, CBS had a discussion with Tony and he's not jumping on Jim's calls. And what was your take on it? Because, see, one thing about it, Whitey, is for me, you're right down the middle. I think you call it like you see it.
Yeah, I have the sound. I didn't have it on that loud. I, you know, and more I have the sound down when I'm watching the game.
I got you.
But I really didn't have an issue with it. I did. It was interesting to read today that there was remember one of the low snaps? Mahomes had a low snap.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, and he ended, I think, through an incompletion. And I guess Tony Romo said, well, that's really uncharacteristic of the center. And Chiefs fans are going nuts. They're going, he does that all the time. What are you talking about? And so people were saying, he doesn't do his research.
Well, I ain't watching the film.
Yeah. There was another complaint that at the end of the game, the winning touchdown, that Romo kind of jumped on Nance and should have let the moment just, you know, stand.
Mm.
I didn't know. To be honest, I didn't notice that at the time.
Okay.
But, you know, I was really not. I didn't care what the announcers were saying at that point. It's like, oh,
right.
Man.
Who cares?
Yeah. Yeah. Josh, Sacktown Sports, joining us here. Hello, Josh.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Good. What can we do for you is the question.
Well, my part of my voice, I'm a Chiefs fan, so I went a little crazy. Sorry, Jay.
That's all good.
At least you declare it out in the open.
Yeah, I respect
you know?
It.
Yeah, you're
gotta like
I'm
someone.
A yeah, good for you.
But, man, honestly, 49ers, they impressed the hell out of me, man. Their offensive line was able to handle, you know, our defensive line and the blitzing that we've been getting through on with everybody all year long. Your guys' D-line was doing really, really well. I was especially very impressed with Bosa, how he was modifying the way that he was rushing based off of how Mahomes was reacting to the stuff. I mean, honestly, the only thing that really screwed you guys was your secondary. I was very impressed with Purdy, and I mean, honestly, Niners fans, don't keep your head down at all. You guys played a hell of a game, and honestly, I honestly truly believe that if Greenlaw doesn't get hurt, there's a different outcome to that game.
Look at that, Josh. Thank you, Josh. Appreciate that very much. To your point about how the 49ers handled the blitzes, There was, Brock Purdy, pardon me, it took me a moment to find this. Brock Purdy faced 9 unblocked pressures.
Talk about it. Man.
You know, 9. So that means, like, look out.
Yep.
Yeah. Fire. Here he comes. There's no one helping. And he didn't throw. He got sacked a couple times. No interceptions. So I think a lot of that was Brock Purdy. I mean, he's really good when you blitz him, whether it's finding a way to complete the pass or just knowing, I got to get rid of it.
Yeah, I agree. I didn't. Josh said he wasn't. He said that our defensive backs didn't impress him, and he felt that was the weakness. I didn't really see that. What do you think about that?
Well, there was the deep pass, and then there was the
that was
some of those third downs. You know, there was a crossing route. As your buddy Dante Whitner was not happy,
right,
with the way the 49ers defending
route. Was it the Kelce crossing route, or was it the?
No, I don't think so. And I forget now, but I think he was saying they just didn't communicate. Secondary didn't communicate.
Okay.
And, you know, I think that could have been worse. You know, I think that was something the Chiefs probably thought, oh, we will feast on their secondary.
Mm-hmm.
And they really weren't able to because of the job that Bosa and company did. They did a pretty good job getting pressure. Mahomes was – there were a few times when he had time.
Mm-hmm.
There was – when he got back and he did get set and he started – you know, you could see he's getting ready for a shot. I was like, no! And then
get him off his mark.
Yeah, and then he'd have to tuck it under and scramble or something. But he didn't get a lot of clean shots downfield yesterday.
No, you know what really impressed me is Jair Brown.
Yeah. And
there was a lot of, you know, pub for him coming into the season. Of course, you got Tyler Noah, who fungles all pro, and Gibson, who played so well last year that they really couldn't move on him this year. But I think that's the necessary step for now is probably Gibson. Gibson's probably going to walk away, and you'll see Jair take the next step and start right there. But I really thought he played well.
He did.
I thought he was all over the field. I thought he played free safety pretty well. And they mix him. The 49ers mix and match their safeties, which is – you know, playing a zone. Sometimes you get two over the top in the zone, over the top zone. But I really was impressed with his lateral movement. I thought he was aggressive in a lot of times when he came and made tackles. He was pretty sure-handed when he tackled some folks. I thought he played well, and I'm hoping that infuses next year. And Gibson's he's played well for the 49ers, but I thought it's Brown's time now.
Yeah, well, especially given that, you know, if everyone was healthy, he's not the guy they would have.
He wouldn't even be playing.
That's really impressive.
Right.
You go that far down the depth chart, like, nah, we're good. And that when he intercepted that pass, I thought, that's it. 49ers are going to win.
Mm.
You know? That's when I thought, wow.
And then
they
could
even score. Yeah.
Holding penalty.
I'll take a quick timeout. Get right back to your calls. 339-1140, 1-800-920-1140. Putting together our list, not of who to blame necessarily, but where the 49ers lost the game. Let us count the ways as we roll on here with the Drive Guys on Sackdown Sports. I don't know. You consider that the 49ers now, it's been 30 years almost, 29, I think, since they last won a Super Bowl. And you look at how heartrending some of these recent losses in not only Super Bowl games, but NFC title games have been over the last, I don't know, going back to 2012. And maybe it's something more than a good old-fashioned curse. You know, maybe just something having to do with the fact that they moved the franchise out of San Francisco. I don't know, but it's just fascinating to me. You know, you look at the history of pro football and the 49ers stood for this and they were Super Bowls. And now the 49ers are, let's be honest, last few years, like 49ers are one of those teams that just loses really heartbreaking fashion. They're not bad, but they can't get over the hump and they're going to break your heart just when you think they're going to win it. Maybe next year's the year they bust through. I thought this was the year. All signs were, this is the year they bust through, Jay. Didn't happen.
Man, I've been saying that for 10 years. This is the year that they do what they're supposed to do when we need to.
They had the quarterback that Eli that Shanahan likes, and you got your defense was, you still had big-time playmakers at Hargrave, and then, you know, CMC, not going to be a spry CMC forever, but he was this year. This was it. And turns out it wasn't. Almost. Uh-huh.
Horseshoes.
Yeah. Before we get back to the phones, on the text line here from the 916, let's see here. Kinlaw can go when he gets paid. He's going to get worse. Last team to beat the Chiefs was the Raiders. Good for you, Raider fans are having a field day today.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
But why, though? Because one of your arch rivals won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I know. Because they beat them. They're the last team to beat them. And
means nothing.
Let's see. From the 916, all these wannabe coaches are making me sick. Two unblocked blitzes were the ones that hurt us the most on third downs. Refs let them play, not calling holds, but they called it on 49ers at critical times and missed big ones on KC. I know it's old to complain, but as close as the game was, I'm saying it, we were the better team and should have won. I'm not mad, but very sad for our team. Chris the Mom.
Yeah, I mean, the holding penalties I can hear, you know, we've heard it a million times. You can call holding on just about every play, right? But if there were a few where it's like, that was a hold. It was truly, though, very, very truly, the 49ers had – they could have capitalized on one of the two things. The one that, I guess the real hold that came about was the wide open shot, and I can't remember who it was Debo or Ayuk or somebody, where Purdy threw it across the hole, first or second quarter, threw it way across the field, and they caught the hold on Trent Williams. And that's the one I really remember. And it was a hold, though. Trent held him. You know, he got beat.
Yeah, the 49ers did benefit from was an incompletion on third down. They were going to have to punt, and they got a defensive hold call in the third or fourth quarter.
Yeah, fourth quarter. Yeah.
But the incompletion to, I know it's not the one you're talking about, but Debo in the end zone, it's like, that was the one I was like, that is so much like the Emmanuel Sanders play.
Yes.
Football gods, why are you doing this to me?
There was another second quarter. Ayuk, Purdy, thought Ayuk was going to the post. Ayuk kind of streaked right up the middle.
Yeah.
And he was wide open.
Yeah.
And Purdy threw the post, and Ayuk kept going down. I'm like, oh, just here we go.
Yeah. There's somebody here who agrees with you, Jay, on Purdy and the offense.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
This offense, to be able to take that next step, Brock has to be given a little more control. He has proven that his IQ is above average.
I agree.
You may be right. That's 831. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah.
Never going to do that.
Right. I, you know what, though? And why do you tell me if I'm wrong here? As much as Shanahan has been deemed, you know, boy wonder, great play caller, all these different things, aren't we coming down to a point, and here I go again, because this is our region, this is our team here on Sac Sports 1140, and because you are a 49er, but doesn't it seem like every season we're questioning Shanahan a lot now?
Yeah.
Or is it because I'm in the middle of it, kind of like one of our callers where I say, look, you're here, so you're going to hear a little more of that. But to me, I just feel like there's numerous times throughout the season, even in wins, where it's like, oh, okay, I don't know where Shanahan was going right there.
Yeah, but it's because they haven't won the Super Bowl, you know?
Because he hadn't got over the hump.
I think.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, and we can't help it. We're disappointed. We're looking for reasons why. What's the common thread in these losses? Well, Shanahan was the coach in a lot of these, and they weren't quite good enough. And it is, Like I said, you and I disagree, and I probably disagree with most of the people listening. I don't think Shanahan's play calling was one of the problems yesterday. I wouldn't put it on my list. But there's no doubt those three and outs in a row, was like the genius in the Super Bowl and his offense did that. I give more credit to the Chiefs' defense, and I think once they started playing more man-to-man, Brock Purdy couldn't find open guys. But, I mean, that's obviously very fair to question the offensive genius when that happens. Chris joins us here on Sacktown Sports, 339-1140, 1-800-920-1140. Hello, Chris. What's up?
Hey, guys. What's happening?
You know what's happening. Licking our wounds. That's what's happening.
Yeah, for sure. So I'm a Raider fan, but
wow. Are there any 49er fans? Go ahead.
Hey, you know, I hear a lot of people complain about, oh, I can't watch the game and, oh, all that type of stuff. I just like football in general. A lot of people complaining about Shanahan, his play calling, that type of stuff, and he struggled throughout his years. When it comes down to it, players got to make plays. Sometimes play calls can be what it is, but, you know, lining up properly, doing the right thing, players just got to make plays when it comes down to it in a big situation like that. It's a huge game. Mahomes is big time, but, I mean, I thought the Niners had it. To pull for somebody, I got to pull for the Chiefs. But
who's your favorite team?
He said he's a Raider fan.
Oh, he's a Raider fan.
I'm a Raider fan.
I don't get that. Yeah.
I don't
Why?
Either.
Explain that.
Why would you pull? And it, you know, bless you. We're not gonna you know, make fun of you. But why would a Raider fan?
No, speak for yourself.
Well, I know. I'm just trying to, you know, soften him up. Why does a Raider fan pull for the Chiefs over the 49ers?
Because if Oakland could provide a stadium, it all comes down to money, so they would stay. So I got to stay with. I'm not a Las Vegas Raider fan. I'm a Oakland Raider fan, and so you know, I know the Chiefs are our biggest rivals and everything like that. But I grew up. I'm a California person. I grew up in the Sacramento area. All that type of stuff. It just when it comes down to it, I can't pull for the other Bay Area team.
All right, you're not the first Raider fan who's told us that today. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate that.
Makes no sense, man.
I'm with you.
It's a regional thing.
Like, there's a couple. And there's just everybody. I'm a Saints fan. I'm a Dolphin fan. I'm a Raider fan.
Yeah. And I'm all rooting for the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Sounds like the 49ers got a few more haters than I ever thought.
Lambert. Here's a good 40. That's a great 49er fan name, right? Lambert, who's your favorite team?
Well, I'm a 49er fan.
Yeah, of course you are. Thanks for calling. What's up? What are you making yesterday?
Well, first of all, I come from a winning tradition from Grand High School and also Boise State.
Wow.
And so what I saw was you have to execute no matter what. A lot of people didn't give Kansas City credit. They played in the coldest game first. Then they had to go to Buffalo where they were getting hit with snowballs, and they still got that W. And then they had to go to Baltimore and win there. So they were battle-tested. So it didn't matter what came at them. It came down to the 49ers' 3 points, and the Chiefs went down there and got 6. And that's how it ended.
Mm-hmm.
So shout-out to the 49ers, but you got to give it to the Chiefs. They went and got it done. That's it for me.
Thank you, Lambert. It speaks to that kind of that winning culture. He said he's from winning traditions. The Chiefs reminded me of like the San Antonio Spurs yesterday, the great Spurs teams that won championships, and they just knew what to do when the game was on the line. It's like, okay, you watched. It was like, they already knew what to do. They didn't need to have a timeout, talk to the coach. They just knew. 339-1140, 1-800-920-1140. We'll get back to your phones when we come back. Get more from Jay on what it was like to be there yesterday, and we'll look at the legacy game, who gained, who lost legacy points in yesterday's Super Bowl. It's a Drive Guys on Sacktown Sports.
This is when I do stuff that I didn't plan on doing or that I didn't do and second guess myself. And I'm proud of what we did today as a coaching staff and as players in terms of we worked and we did everything that we planned on doing. We just didn't get it done. And any play that didn't work out, you always look at that stuff. But that's how every game is.
Red, red wine. We're not red and gold whining today. We're just trying to figure out what went wrong for the 49ers and why the 49ers under Kyle Shanahan still haven't won a Super Bowl and why the 49ers still haven't won a Super Bowl since 1995. Can that be true? When the 49ers last won a Super Bowl, Jay, you know what everybody was singing to? It was like Hootie and the Blowfish.
Oh, no.
The cracked rear view was
Come on, man, just
dominating. Remember that? Yeah. I don't want to be with you.
Oh, yeah, 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 definitely. Is that what the name of that song is?
Now that song is I Only Want to Be With You.
Okay. Cracked, I was like, what?
Cracked Rear View was the album.
Okay.
And it had all kinds of hits on it. It had Time. I mean, it was a monstrous hit.
Would I be would I be chastised if I say I've never? I mean, I've heard I only want to be with you. But I haven't heard any other song off that album. Probably.
I'll bet you have.
Okay.
And maybe I'm
Elevator
wrong.
Music.
No.
Doctor's I mean, office music. Just,
well, how old were you in 1995?
1995. I would have been 11.
I'll bet you have. There's a whole bunch of hits on that album. Could be wrong. Okay. It was, but it's that's how long. It's been on before we get to the phones here on the text line. Thank you. A Raider fan is explaining why they hate the 49ers and maybe we're rooting for the Chiefs.
Okay.
Simple. I'm a Raiders fan. I hate the 49ers. I was cheering hard for the Chiefs.
What?
It's the arrogance of the fans for me. Mm. You'd think they've won Super Bowls recently. Mm. Win something, then be arrogant.
So, but you just don't care that the Chiefs are
it's
just
the Chiefs.
Yeah, come on, man. That makes no sense. I can only the only reason I could see a person rooting for the Chiefs is if you're a local, and I think one of our callers called locally. You don't have to deal with the Chiefs sensation. Because you're not in that area, you're here, so you hear about the 49ers. Let me tell you, Whitey, I don't if the 49ers aren't in and it's the Seahawks and the Chiefs, I'm not rooting for either. I'm hoping for a storm to hit the light to hit the stadium and no one wins. Like I don't understand that I'm rooting for the Chiefs when the Chiefs been jumping on y'all back for 30 years. What do you mean? Y'all ain't won since 83, whatever it was.
You are natural enemies with the Chiefs.
Yes, man. I'm not rooting for nobody.
Like the mongoose and the cobra. It's like we're cats and dogs.
The mongoose and the
cobra.
You're
not getting along.
Ricky Ticky Tavi.
Yeah. It's like your nature. You're not supposed to get along
man,
under any circumstances.
I want a blackout.
Yeah. I mean, you're actually tinkering with the laws of nature.
Yes.
If you're a Raider fan, like, let's go Chiefs. I mean, that's...
Never. I'm not rooting for the Seahawks. I never root for the Rams. I don't care if the Cowboys got Green Bay. None of these teams. I'm not rooting for these guys because they play the Raiders.
Uh-huh.
No.
Uh-huh. 339-1140, 1-800-920.
We not have a Super Bowl that year?
1140. See, in your scenario, by the way, I'm definitely pulling for the Chiefs over the Seahawks. But I understand. Tin has been hanging on. Hey, Tin, you're on the drive, guys. How are you?
Good. What the Niners can do moving forward, you know, they've been to the big stage a lot recently, just like LeBron James. You know, he wasn't perfect. You know, sorry, I'm at the auto mechanic shop.
That's all right.
LeBron, you know, LeBron's been to the big stage many a times, but he didn't win the ring, you know, right away. So with Brock Purdy, what they can do with him is just keep going forward and eventually, man, who knows? He might score a Super Bowl ring in the near future.
Well, thank you. That's the first time I've heard Brock Purdy compared to LeBron James. What do you think of that?
Yeah, ten must be in hell in the fumes over there at the auto mechanic spot. Ten, let Brock win. And this is let me say this. This is part of, and I don't know if Ten is a 49er fan. Can you remember? Has Ten ever called in and said he's a Niner?
Not that I know of. I don't.
Is he
think
a bang bang?
Yeah, I don't think he's ever made a declaration over the other on that.
This is the thing. And this is why we're hearing these Raider fans talk about...
You're dead on about the fumes, though.
Yeah. Right, exactly. talking about why they don't like Niner fans. It's because you have comparison. And this is what Draper says all the time. Stop comparing them to Montana and comparing them to, you know, Tom Brady and the GOAT and all that. Yeah, I get it. But that's a lot of television. That's a lot of social networking. There are real 49er fans, and I'm not saying other 49er fans who not who comparing them to that, but they're 49er fans who we have a grip. We understand he's not Montana. Yeah. We understand he's not Tom Brady. We're not sensationalizing all of it, but he's a better quarterback than we've had. Why can't we pat ourselves on the back a little bit and have a little fun?
I'll say this about the Montana thing. I know I said that, and Kyle about had a fit.
Yeah, he flambasted you.
Brock Purdy reminds me of Joe Montana. I'm not saying he's better than Joe Montana. No. He may never be anywhere near as good. He's good, and when I watch him operate the 49er offense, that's what he reminds me of. Jimmy Garoppolo didn't remind me of Joe Montana.
No, far from.
Elvis Gerbach didn't remind
me. No,
far from. Or Alex
what about
Smith?
Tim Rattay? Okay.
Yeah. Tim Rattay, no, he didn't.
What about Drunken Miller?
Let me think about it. No, that's a no, unless I'm hanging out with Tin. Then right. It's like, yeah, I kind of then I kind of see it. Doug joined us here, 339-1140, 1-800-920-1140. Hello, Doug.
Gentlemen, how are you?
Good. What's up?
Good. Hey, I got a couple of things. When Jay was screening my call, I said, I wish Drapes was here right now because then I could go in and say, you know, for one play, the last play of the game, Kansas City was better. Other than that, you know, the score is very close. It wasn't a blowout. And also I told him, I said, how long was Andy Reid at Philadelphia and he didn't win before he gets to Kansas City? So when you get a chance to rib him a little bit, tell him Doug called and that's what I said.
All right,
Doug.
Other
than that, I'm done. Have a great show.
All right, thanks. You know, I think we got to, other than that serape that he wore, there's not a lot of things we can make fun of Drapes for today, right? I mean,
no.
He finally was right. Well, if we're not going to lose to this team, no. They're going to lose this team, no. Going to lose to this team, no. Going to lose this team. All right, finally, you got one right. Right? So, but that's all right.
He took the field.
Yeah.
He took the field. Remember golf, we always said, Tiger or the field?
Yes.
And
yes.
He took, you know, 49ers of the field. He took the field.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Rich joins us here, Sacktown Sports. Hey, Rich.
Hey, fellas. Thanks for having me on. I actually just left Costco.
Ooh.
Started listening to you guys as soon as I got on the turned the radio.
What'd you get at Costco?
So now I'm sitting.
What'd you pick up at Costco?
Well, the main thing I got was their chocolate covered strawberries.
Valentine's
Day. Got a few ladies in my life.
Uh-huh.
That's right. A few of them. I like where you're going there, Rich. Okay. A few of them. Don't tell on yourself. Hopefully they ain't listening here. One of them's your daughter. One of them's your daughter.
Wife.
We got it.
Hey, okay. You got it.
Yeah.
Anyway, but I'm listening to these guys talk, and especially these Raiders fans, they automatically hate KC, and I get it. But I'm not even going to say what team I root for. I had no dog in the fight yesterday. My wife, however, is a Niner fan. She watched
one
the
of
game
the ladies.
Upstairs, and I watched the game downstairs. Because I was not rooting for the Niners.
Rich, rumor anyway, has Rich, rumor has it you're a Rams fan. Can you confirm that?
Oh, hell no.
I just took a shot
hell
at him.
No. Yeah, no.
I also see on this laundry list that maybe the Chargers.
Chargers!
I am not a West Coast football fan.
Okay, all right.
I'll
tell you if you want.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Patriots, right? It's the Patriots. It's got to be the Patriots.
No, I'm a Cowboys fan.
Oh, man. Okay. Go ahead, Rich. Respect. I got you.
Anyway, what I wanted to give my two cents on is the fact of the matter, I believe the Niners got outcoached. Andy Reid did some things that the Niners had no answer for. Offense and defense. And one of the things was that blitz that kept Purdy. He would have had a wide open receiver in the end zone, in the right side of the end zone, but there was a blitz and it threw him off. So they ended up kicking a field goal. But, you know, the Niners are awesome. They were built to win the Super Bowl. The moves they have made have been brilliant over the last season, this season. You know, you got to admit that Mahomes put the game on his back, put his
he
team
did.
On his back.
He did.
At the end. But throughout the game, the Chiefs are the ones that made the adjustments to keep in that game. And that's coaching.
Yeah.
That is all coaching.
Gotcha. Yeah.
And I'm sorry to say it, Niner fans, but your coach is brilliant, but when it comes down to it, he chokes.
Well, good luck with Coach McCarthy for another year, Rich. Thank you. Good to hear from you.
Don't do that. Don't tell me that.
Thank you.
And happy Valentine's Day to you and those women.
Yeah.
We need to make some changes, fellas.
All right.
All right. Thanks
thank
for
you.
Having me.
Yeah, thank you very much. We have, let's see, this is from another Raider fan. I'm sorry, we're getting a number of them here. They're jumping around. I apologize.
Go ahead. Do your thing, Mike.
Yeah. There's a really good one here from someone saying, I'm a Raider fan, and you can't root for the Chiefs. Can't be. Here we go. Raiders fan since 87 was absolutely pulling for the 49ers. Hate everything about the Chiefs, especially, to me, that's just like, that's the natural order of things.
Yes.
Enjoy the game however you want. Root for whoever you want to root for, but if you're a Raider fan and you root for the Chiefs, you're doing it wrong.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Aren't you?
Yeah. I'm not rooting for anyone. I mean, you have to accept that someone's going to win. Uh-huh. I get it. Again, but rooting? I'm rooting for a blackout. I'm rooting for a storm. I'm rooting for a lightning strike. I'm rooting for
a blackout. Yeah, that reminds us of the Super
I know. I'm rooting for a lightning strike. That's what I'm rooting for. I'm rooting for a bad turf on the field. I'm not rooting for any team, but I have to accept that a team's going to win.
Yeah. Let's get Emmy on. She's been hanging on real quick. A King's call, and we'll get back to more on the Super Bowl. Hello, Emmy. Thanks for hanging on. How are you?
Hey, guys. Good news. First of all, happy Valentine's Day to everybody out there. I have bad news for Sasha.
Well, for Sasha, what do we have?
Out 4 to 6 weeks.
4 to 6 weeks? What happened? What did you do to him, Emmy?
First of all, I didn't do anything. I don't know if you know, if you're aware. Yesterday, he was listed out due to ankle.
Uh-huh.
But I've heard from sources it happened during the training session.
All right.
On Saturday.
So something with his ankles?
Yeah, the same ankle. The same one.
Oh, boy. All right, Emmy. Yeah. Thank you for...
And go Niners. Bang, bang, Niners game for life.
There you go.
Bang, bang, Niners.
I watched the game in the halftime show, but I didn't like the halftime. I barely heard Usher sing. He was not that good.
All right. Thank you, Emmy. Appreciate that. And we'll get the confirmation on Dasha. And then we got to see what Jay. I know Jay talked about it earlier. Jay was there. He thought of the halftime.
Emmy breaking news here?
She may have. Okay. I think she said on the chat or the text line her source was Sasha's dad. I think Deuce had some on that, so we'll try to track down the source of that information.
Bring him in. She got sources to the father.
Especially with the bang bang Niner gang for life. That's great, Emmy. Thank you. We'll wrap things up here with again a look at the legacy gains and losses from yesterday. Drive guys, wrapping things up here on this Monday. Thanks for being with us today, Sacktown Sports. Yeah, Drapes back with us tomorrow. We heard from Drapes earlier today. We had some connection issues with him in Phoenix, and he had just gotten in today, so it was great that he could make it on the air with us. But we had some issues, so he'll be back with us tomorrow as we'll get ready for the Kings and the Suns. So it's Jay, who was at the Super Bowl yesterday in Las Vegas, and Whitey, and thank you for being with us today. Interesting, we're hearing from a lot of Raider fans because we're wondering why so many Raider fans say they were rooting for the Chiefs, which doesn't make sense. From the 916 on the text line, I'm a Raiders fan, was pulling for the Niners because it's the F and Chief, it's F the Chiefs always. But I will say the first group of people to blow up my phone about the latest Raider tragedy bonehead move is Niners fans. They act like they're NFL royalty when they've just won as many Super Bowls as the Raiders have in the last 30 years.
I mean, the one thing about it is they are NFL royalty, though. You have to give that out. As much as you don't want to admit to it, like I don't want to admit the Dallas Cowboys are NFL royalty, but they are.
Mm-hmm.
You have to respect that. Yeah. You got to call a spade sometimes.
Because the history of the NFL does go back further than 30 years. And that all counts too.
Absolutely it does.
Yeah. I'm a Raider fan since 1967. I used to cry when we would lose to the Chiefs, LOL. I also had the square with 2 for the 49ers and 9 for the Chiefs. So I was up to win $500 if the Niners could have stopped the Chiefs on their overtime drive. Mm. So the Chiefs and Mahomes break my heart once again.
Yes. Oh, nothing like losing money that's in the grasp of your hand.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I think we're all guilty of this. I try not to do this, Whitey, but sometimes you count the money before you have the money and like, oh, you know, I'm going to do this with that. And, you know, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm sad for
those. Those are the hardest losses too, as a sports fan, whether you have money on it or not. And there's been a number of these 49er losses where you couldn't blame fans for thinking, "We got this."
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
And then absolutely, when you get blown out, it's like, "Wow, that sucks." But yeah, oh well, it wasn't our day. But you lose a game that sometimes you lose a game where in your heart you think, "I'm not going to say anything," but we have this.
Yes,
we've won this.
Yes.
When you lose those can shake you up a little bit.
19. That's why I say for me, 19.
Yeah.
It was over.
Uh-huh.
It was over. And you let them throw a deep bomb on.
Yeah. I know I said this already, but me, the moment where I thought the 49ers were going to win yesterday, it was early in the game to think this, but when the Chiefs came stumbling out to start second half and then Mahomes threw that interception, it's like, Mahomes, that was a bad interception, and the 49ers are going to score at least a field goal here. I think this thing may be close to being over. It was not.
Nope.
It was not close.
They went backwards.
Yeah.
They didn't even get close to a first down. They went backwards.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oof.
Emmy was talking about Usher. She couldn't hear Usher very well.
Sure.
I know I asked you about it earlier, but you were there.
Yes, sir.
What was the show like being there live?
Oh, I thought it was amazing. I believe, you know, 99% of the people that were inside the stadium felt the same thing.
Sound was good and everything?
Yes. I mean, and the optics looked fantastic. They were... And Golden One does this quite a bit where they give you some form of a fashion of a wristband, a necklace or something, and it has lights to it, like LED lights, mm-hmm. and it, you know, it moves and grooves as the music does. It pulsates while the music and the bass and the hard lines hit. They had those there, you know, with Usher's face on it, and it was on a necklace and all that type of stuff. I thought the halftime performance was one of the better ones that I've seen in my lifetime. I've seen bits and pieces where people have said, like, Alicia Keys didn't sound too well on television. She missed a few notes or a few things.
I didn't notice that, but yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh. I've seen that a few times.
Yeah.
But as far as overall, I had the opportunity to see Usher last year. It was a wedding gift for me from one of my best friends, and got to see him at his residency at the park.
Yeah.
And it was a fantastic show, one of the best concerts I've been to, and I've been to hundreds because of what I do. And I thought yesterday was just a sprinkle of that, like the guy skating around the stage, those type of things. I really enjoyed it. I truly did. I thought it was way better than Rihanna's. Way better.
Really?
Yeah, way better. Yeah.
Just more going on?
Yeah, a lot more going on, more fast paced.
Like those frames behind her or something? Like everyone was a different song
I don't really remember it too much, but yeah. I thought it was fast-paced. I thought he had a good selection of, you know, songs out of his catalog, because his catalog is extensive.
Right,
come on now, you know that. And I thought it went well. He's an entertainer. He's an entertainer. The other one that didn't catch me by surprise, but I thought was just absolutely fantastic, Reba McEntire.
Hmm.
I've never seen her in person. I know she's a legend. I understand it. That's not my cup of tea. That's not my genre of music. But I do know who she is. I've seen her sing before. But being there, it was beautiful. Just beautiful the way she sung.
I thought Post Malone did it.
He did a great job too.
Of, that was America the Beautiful.
Yes. Right? Yeah. And I text my daughter. I'm like, listen, I know Post Malone, the rapper. I know he's tried to transition, or I should say he has transitioned into singing, but I hadn't heard his voice. He was okay.
Yeah.
It's like, man, yeah. Impressive. Uh-huh. Impressive.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So you say it was mostly 49er fans there yesterday,
yeah,
right?
Yes, pro. Inside the arena, definitely pro 49ers. I was surprised throughout the city, the strip, so to say. I stayed in two hotels. I was up and down the strip throughout the whole week. And I saw a lot of Chiefs fans, a lot more than I thought because of the proximity of where, you know, the Bay Area, California to Las Vegas. But it must be some flights coming in one way straight from Kansas City because there were a ton. It was just about on the surface equal, but inside and around on game day, 49ers easily.
Well, the subplots that are already set up now for next season after last night are incredible. Right, because you've got the Chiefs trying to become the first team ever to win three in a row, and who's to say they can't do it? This was not even for a Chiefs team. This year's team was not.
No.
Again, I'm saying.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Compared to other Chiefs teams, I'm not taking anything away from them. They're the Super Bowl champions, but this wasn't a great Chiefs team. So
no.
Why can't they, you know, make a legitimate run at next year? And then for the 49ers, of course, it's again like Shanahan's trying to get over the hump once again.
How about all these Raider fans who are tuning in? How about your Raiders stop the Chiefs and then we won't have a problem with it?
Hello?
Right.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, we keep continuing hearing about why they're rooting for the Chiefs. How about you guys worry about beating the Chiefs?
Well, we did on Christmas.
Man, yeah.
We already beat
them. Man, wasn't nobody worried about that. They was opening gifts and eating cookies and milk and ham, and y'all worried about beating the Chiefs when they wasn't even worried about losing. Uh-huh.
I'm a little surprised that we didn't end up with the 49ers and the Ravens, speaking of Christmas Day in the Super Bowl.
I know. Lamar Jackson, again, man.
Yeah,
come on.
Yeah.
They got to step up.
What do you think yesterday did to Brock Purdy's legacy, and what do you think it did to Kyle Shanahan?
I think it helped Brock Purdy to get to the point to where most people believe he is a good quarterback, and we can kind of move forward in the fact of, like, he belongs.
I agree.
You
I
know,
thought he played really well yesterday.
I did, too. I don't think he's going to be upper echelon, but he's definitely not, oh, my goodness, Brock Purdy, can he get it done? Like, I think he proved he went toe-to-toe with Pat Mahomes, and, of course, they don't play each other, but I think it helps him. I think Kyle Shanahan, it hurts. Mm-hmm. It hurts, man. Like, it's mm-hmm. detrimental to who he is and where he wants to be and what most people believe and give him credit for.
Yeah.
I think if anyone yesterday took the biggest loss, it's him.
Yeah, I agree. It's totally unfair. But he right now is a coach that good coach, but he can't win a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
No one wants that. No one wants to be that. And I know I'm the 15 millionth person to say this, but that was Andy Reid. But right now it's Kyle Shanahan.
Yes.
So next year, you know, it's going to be tough for them to make another run without suffering a little bit of, what do you call that, where the opposite, they're going to digress a little bit. There's going to be regression.
There you go.
A little bit of regression, yeah.
It's the next man up. LeBron won a championship and moved to Kevin Durant. Durant won a championship and moves to the next person. It's time for the 49ers to win, which means Shanahan.
Big offseason. You keeping Ayuk, giving him whatever he wants?
Yeah,
for sure.
Of
course.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jay. Appreciate it. Yeah, we're back with you tomorrow. Enjoy the rest of your Monday evening. Thanks for being with us right here on Sacktown Sports.